This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're through to the Elite Eight in the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket. We have two matchups today, two matchups tomorrow, and by Thursday and Friday, Keefe will have final four matchups for you. The best uniform in the history of Major League Baseball. No debate on this. All debates are done.
You guys voted.
The best history, best uniform, I should say, in the history of baseball, basketball, football, and hockey. We'll get you those by the end of the week. And we'll have a championship match on Monday, and we'll be done with the Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket by the end of March.
The biggest surprise to me thus far has been a home team lost. So there was at least one representative in each sport, each region, of a Boston uniform. And the Boston uniforms are very good. They all deserve to be in the bracket. I don't know how many of them deserve to be in the Final Four, even the Elite Eight. But yesterday, one of the matchups was in the hockey region. The Boston Bruins, great classic uni, versus the 90s Anaheim Mighty Ducks with the cross stick, the goalie, old school Jason Voorhees goalie mask with a duck bill.
You like to emphasize the duck bill,
I like that part the most about the uniform. The color scheme also sharp, wearing the eggplant and
not like a plum.
Turquoise.
Not a burnt purple.
Burnt purple and a teal. Beat the Bruins. Beat the black and gold. I was shocked.
So
shocked to see it.
I'm happy about two things with our bracket, Keith, as we advance. And I'll get you some updates here in a moment. But I'm happy about two things. Number one, it won't be all four Boston sports teams. That was I was tossing and turning. It kept me up at night.
But
worried
it means
about that.
We have a smart
I was very shook.
We have a smart audience with a critical eye.
Correct.
And, you know, they calls them like they sees them. It's not just what team do I like more. We know which team you like more.
And we would never tell you how to vote. We wouldn't even try to influence the vote in any way, shape, or form.
No.
So you guys decided that totally on your own.
Yep.
But not only do we not have all four Boston sports teams, I was a little worried we'd have all four number one seeds. That also won't happen.
Also great. Yeah, that was great to see.
Because it was chalky there for a while. So the Bruins did fall yesterday in the hockey region. That was a Sweet 16 matchup against the old Ducks uniform with the cross sticks and the duck bill.
Look at that duck bill. And it kind of
Keith
like
likes to point out.
Angry face, too. You see how the eyes
it's
are
not
kind
a happy
of,
duck.
No, duck means business.
You had the Raptors take down the Sonics in the Hoops region, so they advanced to the Elite Eight. In the baseball region, have we even been able to call it? I think
yes,
we have.
It's now gone final.
The Retro Braves, blue with the lowercase a, beat out the 14-seed Orioles Smiling Bird, but that was 588 votes. It was 50.5 to 49.5.
Yeah, so it must have been one or two votes.
And Nick was very nervous that Nick accidentally voted for the Braves. He meant to vote for the Orioles. He accidentally voted.
You might have caused
it. If it was 50.1 to 49.9, it would because
you,
I misclicked.
Your misclick would have been the reason the Braves advanced. And then we had the Patriots. Pat Patriot just smoke the Buccaneers creamsicle uniforms.
Okay? I don't mind that. I think that it should have been a little bit closer, maybe, but the Pat Patriot uniform is fantastic. And what's really funny, too, is with that matchup in particular, two of the worst football teams ever.
Oh, they were horrendous.
Those uniforms.
Horrendous.
The Bucs were horrible. They had the year, didn't they either lose every game or they won one game? And then the Patriots obviously had some horrible.
They were 0-14.
They were 0-14. Yeah. Pats had like a 1-15 wearing those. So, like, those are not synonymous with good teams.
Okay, so all those teams advance. So, your matchups today, and we'll get you two more Elite Eight matchups tomorrow. They're both local. Pat Patriot, the 2 seed. Against the top-seeded Chargers in their powder blues.
Wow.
Patriots fans are out, and they're voting heavy the football region.
I'll tell you what the tiebreaker here is. The helmet. The helmet for the Patriots thing is a thing of beauty.
Yep.
I love the Pat Patriot helmet. The uniform, you could say, man, maybe I like the powder blue a little bit better than even the red.
I'm going to be honest. I don't want all the local. I didn't want all four local teams to advance. I don't want people to vote for them just because they're local. But right. I personally prefer Pat Patriot to that Chargers uniform.
No, at this point, vote for the best uniform. That is a better uniform.
Even though it wasn't a higher seed, that was kind of done with the full group. Personally, I do prefer the Pat Patriot
uniform. Also would like, selfishly, if the Pat Patriot wins the whole thing, we can say the best uniform is employed by the Patriots, and they don't even use it anymore.
They don't even wear it.
They use it, or they use it like once or twice a year. But they should flip completely to this uniform. Nobody likes the Flying Elvis.
I would agree. So that's the football region, I would say, based on early returns.
Yeah.
Pat Patriot probably punching their way through to the Final Four. Right now, it is a dead heat. You can go vote in our hockey matchup as well, at Jones and Keefe. It is the top-seeded Whalers.
This is a good one.
Against the number 2 seed, Mighty Ducks. It is very, very close. Early, but way too early to call a precinct, but it's neck and neck already.
That Hartford Whaler, you like that? Where it's the H and the W and the whale's tail?
Love that.
Beautiful.
How could you not like
that? And green? Is that a Kelly green? What kind of green is that?
Boy.
Standard?
You've been putting me, it's a burnt green, I think.
I mean, if you get a box of crayons, Crayola at one point, I think, went up to like 108 crayons.
That's true.
That's 108
it's
different colors.
It's not a lime green. Is it a Kelly green?
I think it could be Kelly green.
Mm.
Although, Kelly green didn't advance very far.
Yeah, seaweed
what
green.
What food is it?
What food is that?
It's a seaweed green.
Like a broccoli?
We're going eggplant against what?
Eggplant broccoli versus green beans?
Peas?
Asparagus?
Peas.
Eggplant?
Could be.
It's not a pea green.
You don't think that's a pea green kind of? No.
It's broccoli green. Nah, broccoli green. That's a good call.
Broccoli
green. Yeah, it's broccoli green.
Get your iron.
So those are your two matchups today. We will get you your basketball and your baseball matchup tomorrow. The Elite Eight will then be done, and we'll be on to the Final Four by Thursday and Friday.
What a well-run bracket. Great job by all of us.
How are we going to do 64 teams? A 64-team, not everybody does a 64-team bracket.
No, in fact, we're the only ones who did.
How are we going to do a 64-team bracket and get you a champion first?
Amazing.
That's impressive.
It's amazing.
Like, that is an impressive, impressive thing to do.
It's attention to detail.
Yes. Yeah, because no one stays on top of the details like us. Say it again.
I would go with luck.
A little bit of that as well.
Yeah.
Now, we have such a good idea for the 2026 March Madness that do we just run that in April? Do we just run it right back with more brackets?
Run a bracket every month.
Every month bracket.
Ooh, I don't know if we can do
maybe
that.
Too much.
But like an April bracket, I don't hate the idea of.
April Fool's bracket.
We'd still finish
before the real tournament.
Best pranks on your buds.
Best pranks on your buds.
Yeah.
1 through 64.
Yep.
Couple of play-in matchups.
The old park bench. That'd be one. We have one guy kind of behind all fours. And you just kind of push him over your other buddy. Park bench would be a
hot
one
foot.
Seed.
I mean, hot foot is
hot
just
foot.
Hilarious.
Whoopee cushion, one seed.
So there you go.
Spiking someone's drink.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. Just knock their books out of their hands in the hallway. That's a good one.
Classic.
I mean, the old below the belt tap.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'll get them.
That's good. That's good fun.
That's just good hijinks right there. 617-779-7937. Vote at Jones and Keefe on Twitter. You can see the full bracket on Instagram and Twitter again. @JonesandKeefe.